All right, and welcome to another episode of Randy Plays Games. We're starting off a new adventure this week, and before I get to that, with me here today is...
Oh, you got Joe.
Ashley.
Sarah.
Chris.
And Bo.
And what we're playing is a game called Spirit of 77, which is a Kickstarter game. I don't even have it in my store yet. It hasn't come out yet. It just came for Kickstarter.
What's your store?
Oh, you mean Rogue Gallery Comics and Games in Round Rock, Texas?
Wait, where is it?
Oh, it's in Round Rock, Texas. Rogue Gallery Comics and Games.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wait, thank you, Joe.
Can you get comics there?
Yeah, comics, games.
God damn it, Joe. I've been dealing with this for 6 years. Shut the fuck up.
And Joe's going to get extra experience tonight.
You can get CC's Pizza next door.
So I'm really upset because I came in here expecting to run a campaign of reconstruction in the antebellum South, but apparently this isn't the spirit of 1860.
No, sorry.
Nor is it Roman times, the spirit of 77. Just 77.
Just 77.
This isn't steampunk. Why is everyone wearing togas?
You were waiting to say that line ever since you got here, weren't you?
I am always waiting to say antebellum.
Okay, we've talked about what it isn't. We did come for like the Golden Girls.
Well, kids
RPG
like kids
right?
For what it's got.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is Spirit of 77? He says, reading from the rulebook. It is the best parts of a bad decade. Evel Knievel and Pam Grier, Alice Cooper and Bruce Lee, The Dukes of Hazzard and The Sixth Million Dollar Man, Shaft.
God, it was a good time to be alive.
Nonstop full throttle action. This is not a game about exploring deep personal relationships between characters. It's about fast-drawn gangsters leading angry cops on a nonstop high-speed chase through rain-slick city streets, swaggering away from explosions in slow motion, and striking a cool pose while delivering awesome one-liners at just the right time.
And variety shows.
So when does the acting come in? That's how I live my life.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, okay. How about Watergate and Weird Science? You don't live your life by those, I hope.
What day is
there, it? There are flashlights.
So this is a world in which Dick Nixon beat the Watergate rap and is still president.
What?
And
why is it like every AU 70s Nixon is still in power?
Because if you want to have adventure in like sort of dystopian 70s, Nixon's got to be president.
Yeah, because your alternative is that Gerald Ford didn't trip a whole bunch of times.
He had good policies on China.
That's true.
And that's it?
Only Nixon could go to China.
Yeah.
And only Nixon could send a bunch of goons to break into his opponent's office.
Like, hey, Gregory Liddy is not a gun.
So the
he's a vitamin superstar.
He's a psychotic.
So the hippies had less of a reason to be completely insufferable.
Yes. Okay. Less of, but not...
You know, okay, not totally.
Yeah. None of us chose a Nixon character.
No?
Damn it!
Yeah.
Why did you make me be a woman this time? Why did you make me be a woman,
are
God?
You? I can't tell from your name.
I'm sure.
Sure.
Plus, it's a spectrum, so you don't know what's underneath the hood.
I'm whatever you want me to be.
A weird time. A very weird time.
Yeah.
So that seems like a good transition into talking about characters. And Sarah, why don't you start us off with who your character is?
I'm sure.
No, you should spell that.
That's a C-H-R-R-R. Wait. R-R-R-R.
Oh, I put one little. One
evidently, the 70s.
Spell it right, stupid.
Evidently, the 70s were short on vowels.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
She is Arminian.
So. I am.
Now I feel like a dick.
I'm whatever anybody wants me to be.
Wow.
I'm versatile. How do I describe myself?
So you're apparently a switch.
You're a sleuth?
Use words.
I am a sleuth. I'm a detective and a singer, and I'm just fabulous. Come see my wig collection. It's a museum.
It is a museum, or it's in a museum?
It is a museum, honey.
So you enter in through a wig, and there's lots of other little wigs to look
you
at?
You can go in the wig shop, too.
Dude, it's like Lidsville.
It's like the inception of wigs.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither. That's why I'm going.
It's the 70s.
It's a weird time.
Ashley, what about your character?
It's the Logan's Run of wigs, whatever that means.
I am Diana S. Holland, a.k.a. Side-Eye. And I am a specialist,
yes.
A chemist. I have a couple of specialties that include living off the grid, having an anarchist cookbook, and liking to mix up potions, which I drink. And sometimes they make me better, stronger, faster,
which
is pretty sweet. I'm a professional. I like to build electronics in my lab, search for adventure, and...
And your lab was once in the swamp, but is now in the city, right?
It is. It is. I have some ties to a more rural setting.
Mm-hmm.
A rural
You're
setting,
a
if you will.
Elemental, aren't you?
I don't even know what that means. Is that like a 70s thing?
I think it's an RPG thing, but who cares? Keep going.
Joe, okay. What are you playing?
I'm just Reuben Lays, and after After witnessing and taking part in a lot of atrocities in Nam, I got back with the thirst for truth. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a hard-hitting reporter, not willing to get a little dirty to get the scoop, and...
Does dirty mean in the butt?
Going a little further to get the scoopus, if you know what I mean.
Does that mean deeper in the butt?
Deeper in the butt.
You know what, we should talk.
It's the new one.
I'm a bit of an elementalist.
Well, you got the right parts for it.
Well, I just said.
No, I meant enhancement.
This took an interesting turn.
You Bo? Invited me.
My name is Latin Mars, and I'm a rock star, and I'm kind of like that Ziggy Stardust cat, but
oh, wait,
I'm not a fucking liar like him, because I really am a fucking alien.
And, Chris.
I'm Rick. I'm a kind of mechanic type guy. I'm really good in my hands. I can fix just about anything. I got my pet chimpanzee here, the bear.
A bear.
He comes from the river. I love the bear. He's great. But I know a little bit something extra, too, because I got my start. My first real job was working this government military base, Area 51, and I had me working on them spaceships and stuff, and I learned a little bit about all that alien tech stuff, so I can kind of adjust and do cool stuff with that too, but whatever it is you need fixed, give it to me, I can do it.
Did you drink alien motor oil?
Well, we tried it.
Who hasn't?
Dude, those guys completely fucked up my ride.
Alright, so in this game there is something called hooks where you guys have a variety of connections to one another. But I want to know is, how did y'all meet each other? I want to know when did Wrench meet Di?
Are you asking me to predict the date of my death?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Diana.
Okay.
As you recall, we both met when we were living in the South. You were fresh out of Area 51, and I was heading west from Louisiana. You were carrying on as you do with your monkey, but I knew underneath all the jabbering and whatever the fuck you were trying to say, there was something intelligent there. Besides, my car broke down.
Basically, I just had to fix her car, and she was like, how does that work? And I taught her how to fix a car.
No, but seriously, he's like really good. Like, real good.
And, Ruben, what caused you to cross paths with Aladdin?
Oh, I just been doing rail upon rail of blow. at a party. I was there for a story, mind you. And I had run out, and Aladdin
was
just
there.
So was
I. It was called the story of I'm almost out of cocaine.
And there he was, just glistening like a disco lemonade. So I went up and took a lick and got so fucking high off of him that we've been best buds ever since.
It's like kissing a battery.
And, of course, Aladdin lives in the same building as Shur.
That's right.
Shur, do you have an office, or you operate out of your building?
Honey, I don't need an office. I don't do business. I do art.
She operates out of her wig.
And what is Shur's current case?
My current case, is it on my sheet, or
nope.
Do I just...
Make
all
it
right.
Up.
My current case is investigating why my show got canceled. Just because I got divorced with that what's-his-face, Mooney.
Because he was a
Mooney.
Big stupid.
All right, so you guys have run in certain circles together. You all know each other. And you are... we're going to start off at a record shop. A record shop called the Velvet Coal Mine Record Superstore.
Of course it is.
And it's
has
a big
velvet in the title.
This is a big two-story building. It's on an entire city block on East Drake Avenue. The greatest selection of move music in the tri-state area and possibly the country. Tri-state area of California. California.
California.
Nevada.
California. Hey, at least we're on to Connecticut.
And so what I want to know is Ruben, what brought you to this record store?
Oh, just some sick beats, I suppose. I don't know.
All right.
What's wrong with the old beats, and why are they sick?
That's what I'm trying to find out. I was hoping Sidai would be there, so maybe she could diagnose it.
Well, Di is there, and Di, what is your favorite section of this record store?
The exit door.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'm not a music fan.
No, I like music. I just crowds stress me out.
Mm.
But I've been alone for a while, and the feedback I received in grad school was that I can be a little difficult to get along with. So I thought maybe this would be a good way to, you know, kind of like reach out and
okay.
Learn what humans are like.
Yeah. Hey, Wait a minute.
They're overrated.
I knew it.
And, sure, why have you made friends with the Velvet Coal Mine record staff?
Well, you know, they keep a full stock of all of my albums, and I like to just show up there with big glasses on and a big wig, and I say, no pictures, no pictures. All right, more pictures, more pictures.
So you're an artist. You're
That's
out
right.
there.
I sing, yeah.
So do I need big glasses? Like a wig, maybe?
Maybe if you're somebody.
Oh. Hey, look, she could be Stephanie Powers if she wanted to, alright? She just doesn't want to. Lay off.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Wrench, what brought you to the Velvet Coal Mine Record Store this day?
You guys have Hank Williams' greatest hits on 8-track.
They do have Hank Williams' greatest. They have a lot of Hank Williams'
greatest. I'll take one of those. I'll take one of every one of the Molly Hatchet albums. I'll take Black Sabbath, one through whatever's available.
Hey,
available at this point, and check me out. I'm feeling this long road trip in my future.
Hey, let me suggest a little bit of the Lubin Brothers. We played them all the time while we were napalming little brown people.
Boy, something ain't wrong right with you.
Did somebody say something about brown people? I'm 164th Cherokee.
So you're taupe at best.
I love
like
topaz.
Everything in this record shop. What's with the beige, you guys?
Earth tones.
Beige is very in.
Yeah,
all right. Aladdin, you've been offered a gig here at the Velvet Coal Mine playing their small stage. Did you do it, or did you not deign to play such a small venue?
Well, I don't have my band with me anymore right now, so I'm investigating solo gigs, so I might do it if the price is right.
All right.
And, you know, groupies.
That show replaced mine. Price is Right.
Cher is practicing her rolling. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's a lot. Okay. It's a lot.
I'm very confused about her.
Holy policewoman!
Is she a sleuth or a rock star? I'm not even sure anymore.
I'm shining cover.
Oh, I see. Okay, my apologies.
I'm investigating.
I wasn't in character.
I'm trying to find out why they don't have all my albums in here.
Hey, if we're in or out of game, can we cross our arms, please? Because that was confusing.
Oh, yeah, and safe words are unnecessary, right?
But for the record, mine is pineapple dildo. Oh. Leave it at home.
Yeah.
Never again.
That's a lot of safe words. Like, did that have to be said in that order?
It's actually just literally what I want you to leave at home. That's like, anything else is fine.
The only fruit a porn star has not put up inside herself.
Yeah. That we know of.
Don't Google that. don't Google that.
Chris wants to be the first. Recycled fruit.
Oh.
Okay, I was in game that time, though.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. All right, so you guys are wandering about. It sounds like Wrench has a crate full of 8-tracks.
I'm just bringing my little box around, filling it up.
And Ruben is just here to go through, look for some music, enjoy the tunes.
I wish you could see his face right now. That's
Have you listened to my latest record, Ruben?
Wait, what's her?
164th Breed.
Actually, I'm waiting for Aladdin's new album, Channel to Channel.
Hey, so Wrench, where are you going?
Well, I haven't quite figured it out yet, but you know, you just get an itch. You know, there's something in there.
Is he riding alone, or? I mean, he's got some good tunes.
Well, lady, you're certainly welcome to come with me. We maybe learn something from each other. I like that science you do. And you sure got a handiness when it comes to the tools.
I've heard that. Yeah, all right.
That's going to be the grossest, most awesome thing I'll ever see. I'm in.
Who's this guy? You know this guy?
No.
I don't care. It's the 70s.
What's up, everybody?
Just, you know, trucking.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me.
All right.
Hold on. Let me introduce you to my friend, the bear. Hey, say hi to... What's your name?
Lays. Ruben Lays. Gonzo journalist to the stars and the not-so-starish.
There's a star in here. Oh, no. Don't take
I'm
any pictures.
I'm sure it's just a flickering light. Don't worry about it.
I'd like to point out, at this point, the bear makes a beeline running full tilt into the store and jumps into Ruben's arms. I suspect he might be mildly confused by this.
Hey, little Aww. Buddy. We used to strap you guys with all sorts of explosives and send you into the villages. This brings me back.
You worked in a really weird unit, dude.
He wasn't actually in the market.
Yeah, no, I was just
in. No, I was just in.
Did you know Hawk?
There's a young lady and the Asian lady who's staring at Aladdin. You see her staring from across the room.
Of course she is.
Ancient Chinese secret, hmm?
And she sort of nervously walks over to you, and she has her little book and her little pen, and she comes up to you and says, "Excuse me, are you... You're Aladdin Mars, aren't you?"
"Yeah, I am."
"Oh, I'm your biggest fan. Can I maybe get an autograph?"
"Sure, darling."
She hands it to you, very excited.
"Sure.
All right." "I signed."
End of the mission. Said all right.
Yeah. All right.
I'll throw a little charm away. Haven't been a lot of groupies around, so this might be the first one.
Hey, don't be too affected, though.
And there's a
guy. Literally a translucent skinned alien with orange hair. This not really any way I can't be affected.
You see the way the rock star put on all his makeup just to come Tower Records?
That's not makeup. He's a friend of mine.
that kid is crazy. You might say he's a Aladdin sane.
You sound like a broken speaking spell.
Sure, you are. You're going through the record, making sure that all your albums are alphabetically correct in the
place.
That's
right.
Sure that,
mm-hmm.
And you do notice there's one of them missing, and you see one of the employees, sort of a '60s burnout guy, walking past you. You feel like maybe you should flag him down.
Excuse me, sir.
Hey,
sir.
Yeah, hi.
Not that I would know, but you're missing one of Schur's greatest albums of all time.
Oh, let me look. He starts flipping through. Oh, yeah, you mean Sexy and Alone, but that's okay?
Yes, I wrote that soon after my divorce to Mooney, but yeah, it's a great album, and why isn't it in here?
Oh, you know what? I'm sure that we just don't have it right now, because I'm pretty sure it's out of stock at, the label.
Oh, because it sold too many, obviously.
Yeah, probably like that. I think it sold like 3,200 copies.
Yeah, million. That's right. That's what I heard, too.
Yeah.
Million. Yeah. Okay.
Can an album go aluminum?
Are you like a big fan of Schur?
Well, let me let you in on a little secret. And I tilt my sunglasses down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's well,
I tilt them down a little bit further.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what? Fuck it. I take off a wig, and it's an even bigger wig underneath. It's a big, blonde afro wig. Does this do anything for you?
So Lady Gaga is a time traveler.
That was already established, though.
It's a really good wig, yeah. But what's the secret?
All right, forget it. You know what? I'm sure.
Oh, wow!
Yeah,
you're sure?
I know.
Oh.
You're not going to who's on first that?
Are you sure?
Sure.
No, this guy didn't have the brain cells to do a who's on first.
Fair enough, fair enough.
That's right. So why aren't all my albums here?
Well, let's see. We got your first one, Platinum Streak. We got the next one.
Yeah.
We got the next one. We got all but that one.
You know what? This looks like a crime I need to solve.
Oh. Are you like a cop?
Well,
it's the mystery of the declining record sales.
You know what? I have some jurisdiction here. Let's just say that.
Oh, cool.
Okay, I walk up to you and say, "Hey, where's that latest Mooney album? I heard it's off the whatever they say."
Did someone say Mooney? Fuck him. I hope he dies in a skiing accident.
Wow, that's some really negative energy, man.
Yeah, well, I wonder why
the tree.
I wonder why Schur's albums aren't selling in the 70s.
But yeah, man, I got that Mooney album that's right over here. And he takes you over. Just in sort of a cloud of smoke that you're not sure has dissipated since the 60s.
What are you partaking of in here?
Oh, you know, man, just like doing my thing. Keeping everything in line.
Yeah, no, no, no. I mean, like, what kind of dope you got here?
Oh, you're not a cop, too, are you?
No. I just want to know for my friend Aladdin.
He pulls out a smoking joint out of his pocket. He's like, yeah, I hid this when she said she was a cop.
So
Aladdin sidles up to him from out of nowhere. What else have you got, man?
I don't like these. He pulls out a bag of mixed pills.
Wait, nice. Let me see those.
Okay, here you go.
Hey.
You're not a cop, are you?
This is amateur shit. That's what this is.
Hey, can you make something better than that?
Well, I mean,
like right now.
Oh, well, I mean, I probably...
Like, there's a bathroom. There's probably, like, cleaner and stuff that you could use.
Meanwhile, the bear jumps up, swipes the joint, and takes off out the front door.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it'll depend on what we had in there.
Bear!
Well, bear! It's adventure time.
Get back here with that! I'm real sorry. That chimpanzee, he just loves the weed.
Are you
with the Wacky Racers?
What is wrong with you, boy?
So can I roll to make better weed, better pills?
Yes, absolutely you can. Do you have a move that's related to science-y type stuff?
I do. The All average right. kitchen or garage or bathroom of a crappy record store is a veritable arsenal to you. If you rummage around for the ingredients for something dangerous or super fucking fun...
Wait, literally says that on that sheet?
Yeah,
that's
look,
crazy.
Yeah. Roll plus brains on 10 plus. You've got everything you need to safely make. What's your name again?
Ruben.
Fuck that guy.
You can call me Crunchy. All or right. Kettle. Or
okay, Crunchy it is.
Let's do it. Roll your two dice and add your brains.
All right. I'm trying to make friends, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure I can pull off whatever flirting was going on between the record store and the wig. Okay, so I've got 5 here. So on 10 plus, where are my brains? 6.
Where are All they? Right.
Womp, womp.
So what does it say about the 6? Does it have
nothing.
Any specific? Okay.
Mm-mm.
So a 6 is right in the failure range.
Okay.
So you guys see Di go into the bathroom with a bag of pills, and there's a sound of rummaging and pouring, and then there's a loud... And she steps out, and she has sort of a cartoon black face, and...
My hair
is standing up and multicolored.
So is it ready yet?
It's a good thing it's the 70s, because it totally wouldn't be cool to look that way in a couple
years. So they failed to store their hydrogen peroxide in brown bottles. And as a result, it oxidized.
So you guys see a woman come running up to you, who anyone who knows the store recognizes as store manager, or assistant manager, Angie Grant. She looks quite disturbed that you have destroyed their bathroom.
So the problem with that... Ma'am, please. So the problem with that is...
Yeah, she's trying to tell me.
Yeah, exactly. If we could get back to my lab, I could make some quality shit. Which, last I was talking to Wrench, monkey food ain't cheap.
You guys want to pile the back of my pickup? We
can
head on over.
We can head that way.
But, hold on a second. Honey, I'm loving your hair. Where did you buy it?
The bathroom?
Is that a store? Is that a club? Can I go?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
So, right. Do you think we could take some DDT and some horse tranquilizer and make super quaaludes?
I don't see why not.
All right, let's do this.
All right, so I have a question for everyone. Where were you in the record store when it caught fire?
Wait, what? Did it catch fire because mm-hmm. of the bathroom?
No, it just caught... I'm going to tell you why it caught fire, but we're jumping ahead a little bit, and it has caught fire. So where is everyone in the record store?
I thought we were on our way out.
Oh, yeah.
You were on your way out the door. Right.
And the sure section is right by the ladies' room, so...
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah, you guys were...
Do I get to deliver my one-liner?
Yes.
I guess they're having a fire sale.
I should have had you on my show, honey.
It couldn't have hurt. It really couldn't have.
All right.
Come on, Al Jolson, grab your friends. Let's go.
All right. You guys rush out of the place?
Well, yes,
sure. It's on fire.
My PA right. carries
yes,
me.
Yes, we're heading eastbound and down. That, yes. There's the direction.
All right. You see a what looks like a very rattled guy run up to you guys.
That's a weird shape.
And he says, "Did you guys just come out of the store? Were you just? Could you
at some point? What words? Articles? Use your articles.
There's something in the store I need. I really need it, and it's gonna burn. And I can't have it burn. I need to get it. I need
you
to get it.
Go get it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Can you get it?
You better go get it.
I can't go in there.
It's your thing.
Look,
your legs aren't broken.
I can't go in. I can't go
look,
in.
Look, what is it?
It's in the safe.
Which part of the room is it?
It's in the office. In the office, there's a safe, and inside the safe, there's a thing I need. And
what is it?
Why
should I risk my life?
Oh, I need to start taking pictures of the burning record store.
Okay, yeah, you're taking pictures. He says, I don't know what can I do for you? What do you want?
Well, we need some ingredients to make some soup for Quaaludes, a little bit of gas, and lunch.
Totally. I can do that. Here's the combination. Here's the combination. I have like $20 on me. I can get more.
How much is $20 in the '70s?
It's like $80.
Okay, I'll take it.
How badly on fire is the store?
It's just starting to burn.
Okay, yeah, so, I'm gonna do this.
Are we even aware that it's burning at this point?
Oh, you're aware that it's burning.
Well, once he said it's
burning. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, the characters.
Yeah,
I'm going to follow her into the record store and play instrumental music behind her.
All right. So, I'm better, faster, stronger, right?
Right.
And that's also, correct. When I'm playing, you get black belt and crazy as well, which gives you something extra to roll with.
Oh, that's plus nice. Plus 2 to plus 3. Wait, can I use this yet?
Yes.
Okay.
So here's how something extra works. That will give you an extra die, so you roll 3 dice instead of 2 and take the highest 2.
Okay.
So that's the inspiring music of Aladdin Mars pushes you to this.
Thank you.
What does better, stronger, faster do for you?
It says increase one attribute from plus 2 to plus 3.
Okay, and which attribute do you want to push up?
I have hustle.
Yep, probably hustle or might, depending on what you think you might need.
What do you guys think I'm going to need? Might or hustle?
Hustle.
Right. Okay, I'm going to go with hustle. Okay. So I got a 6.
Okay. You take the 2 highest.
Oh, the 2 highs, so 6, 7, 8.
Okay, 8 plus your hustle, which is doubled right now?
Yeah, which is doubled to 2.
Okay, so that's a 10. And as you know, 10 is success.
10 is success.
So you rush inside through the burning building into the back office.
I'm wondering if it's a disco inferno. I got a one-liner, too.
As I run away, I think to myself, I see what you did there.
there's a desk here. It's got a lot of financial records on it.
Uh-huh.
Looks like an 8-track tape player that's being reassembled.
Is it full of Creedence?
No.
All 8-track players.
Just because you were born in the bayou, yeah. Not everybody.
Any 8-track left in a player overnight automatically turns into Creedence.
Okay, then in that case, I leave it.
There are file cabinets against the wall, uh-huh. And behind the desk, you see a large combination safe.
Yep, I do.
All right.
Okay, he gave me the combination.
He gave you the combination.
666 was not a good combo for a record shop. It would have been my first choice, but I used the combination to open it.
All right. You open it up, and inside there's a glow that comes out.
Like an emotional glow or like a radioactive
like
glow?
Like sort of a soul glow.
Okay.
It's like hair.
Yeah.
Activated.
Yeah. It's Eric LaSalle.
Did someone say hair?
And inside you see a golden record,
uh-huh.
With strange, strange symbols on it.
Yeah, I take both items and put them in my knapsack.
No, the golden record has strange symbols on the record.
Yes.
Not
symbols.
Not marching bands.
Do I get to take this record with
yes,
me?
Yes, you do.
Okay, yeah, I want that record.
All right, you can have the record.
Yeah, and right. You know what? What's on the table?
There's some financial records.
Do I understand any of the symbols on the record?
Well, you're playing from outside because she is.
Oh, all right,
yeah, yeah. She just gave me the boot.
She rushed in with her bionic speed.
I'm going to take those papers too in the joint that this guy dropped.
Okay, all right. Yep. Okay.
And I run out of the building.
You run back out. As you're running out, you see that Nancy, the girl who approached him, is trapped underneath the stack of records.
Damn it!
The 70s anti-heroes are in.
Yeah, I try to help her.
Okay, give me a might roll.
Oh, can I take pictures of that?
No,
you're outside. Let's want to run inside.
3, yeah. 4, I fail.
A 4, okay. you're trying to lift it, and you do successfully lift them off so that she can climb up. She can climb out. But as you do, you hear a loud, and the whole rest of the records come down on top of you.
Shit!
You guys hear that from inside. You hear a loud cry. And Nancy comes rushing out, sort of soot on her face, and yells, the lady, she saved me, but she's trapped. She's trapped under the records.
Oh, man. Bear, it's time to beat some heat.
Bear. Yeah!
Bear, go help her. He's stronger than human.
Oh, they're going to send a chimp.
I believe you need to make a roll to give your chimp a command.
Chimp roll.
So roll two dice.
Oh, how many times do we hear that line in a week?
Okay, did you add anything to that? It should say on your moves, under your animal. It's under your animal companion, don't have.
Yeah, at sushi, did you guys have
You don't have it. I don't think you have it marked down.
Huh?
Okay.
Bananas.
Okay, you rolled a 7.
Yes.
Add your smooth.
0.
Okay, so you get to pick one. Your companion either obeys immediately, is not harmed or hindered, performs particularly well, or performs happily. But you don't get to choose all of those.
We'll go for is not harmed.
Okay. All right. So he is not harmed because he looks at you like you're a crazy person, ordering him to go into a burning building.
Okay. He's not real happy right now. Maybe somebody else should go in there. How about you, weird-looking alien guy? Why don't you go in there?
I need to take one harm.
I might have negative one.
Yes.
Where's on the back? That's on the back.
Now,
that's very self-aware, alien.
Hey.
Just so you guys know, characters take up to 8 harm before dying, and they can take 5 harm before really bad things.
Oh, honey, I'm never going to die. Fact.
Yeah, send in chair over here.
You know what? Why don't I put on my firefighter wig?
Oh, okay.
It's a big red wig.
Uh-huh.
Shaped like a fire helmet.
Where are you keeping all these wigs?
Don't you like to know, Wrench?
If you don't want to know.
You know, I like them kind of schlubby, so...
All of a sudden, with a loud pop, a wig appears.
So could I use maybe my master of disguise?
Yes, you can.
All right, so I'm going to roll...
I'll throw inspiration her way.
All right.
Since the other person is.
So you get a red wig.
Whoa, you get another die.
Yeah.
So you're like singing a song on the spot to inspire her.
Oh, nice.
12. All right.
I buff.
Oh, you only get 2.
Oh, yeah, you keep
10.
Yes, yeah, so you have 10 plus
10 is still good.
Have, right?
Plus 10. What is it? Oh, plus brains. Oh, 13.
All right.
Yeah, she hit it.
Okay, yeah, you got it. You got it. All right. Yes, you have a very successful fireproof disguise.
Yes, I'm wearing the, like, fireman suspenders with, like, little pasties over my nipples.
Did I mention I'm in a burning building?
Wow. Guy is on fire. My chair looks great.
Right, red wig, and I have, like, orange eyeshadow on. I look amazing.
Yeah.
I've got like Breaking Bad level meth skills.
I go in on a hose.
Oh, thank God. Keep coming.
I'm riding a hose.
Yeah, I get it.
Does someone need a firefighter?
Well,
yes, but I've got you, so could you help me?
Well, Bear, that's something you don't see every day.
Let me turn this hose on.
She's gonna die, isn't she?
No, I can't die.
Not
sure.
Well, if the
everybody else around me dies,
we know you're sure, but are you positive?
Well, yeah, the wigs are treated with Aquanet, so she should just be a giant flame.
I'll tell you what, sure. Lift your arms as you pick the folders off of me, so I can get out.
Can I just go in and dragon kick the
yes,
sack
yes, you
off?
Can.
Yeah, you can go and dragon kick the sack off. Okay. All right. So you rush in.
Yes.
I need you have kung fu kind of skills?
Yeah. So,
all right, what is that? What's your move that you use for kung fu?
Oh, wait, I don't know if I do.
I don't know if you do either.
Because I'm a one bad mother, but I kick sex machine.
So you could
I will literally, like, inspire anyone right now who will do something fucking useful.
Hey, look, she's coming in to get me. Can you just get me now?
Yeah, you can make... I need a might roll from Cher a might roll from Die at the same time.
So you're not going to like this.
Grab another die. I will play extra loud.
Thank you.
So you keep 2 dice.
I got 9.
Okay.
I got 10. I have 11.
Okay. You guys successfully push the records off so you can climb out from under.
Woo!
And the building is going up pretty fast now. The
Move
doorway,
over, Tina Turner records.
The doorway is now blocked by fire. But you see, it looks like a hole has opened up underneath the clerk's stand, like maybe goes under the ground.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's go deeper.
All right.
Hop on my hose, honey. We're going down.
I was trying to learn more about humanity.
Yeah.
This is what
you got sure.
All right. They're not emerging from the burning building.
I'm sure it's fine.
What are you talking about? The ladies in there, we gotta go help them.
With what? Good wishes? We're all useless.
So you see the fire trucks pull up, and you see the cops pull up, and they both get out of their cars, and they immediately get into a fight about jurisdiction.
Okay, this is where I come.
Wow, it is the
70s. get out the tape recorder.
Yep.
All right, this is Ruben Lays here, gonzo journalist, and I'm doing a story about municipal incompetence, and I want to know why you guys can't decide whose dick should handle what.
While he's distracting them, I'm going to go over to the fire truck and start tinkering.
Oh, I'm not distracting. I'm trying to get them to do their job.
Tinkering with it to make a super fire hose.
All right, I need both of you to tell me what moves you're doing, because there's a character move list. You're probably doing one off your character sheet, Chris.
Man on the street?
In
the meantime,
these moves.
Sorry. I'm doing good with my hands. Basically.
Okay. Yes. Please. So that's what you need to do.
Yeah,
you are trying to get in their face, Joe, I believe, is what you're doing here.
Sure. Okay.
So that's a threat of violence. So getting what you want is what you want. So you want to roll smooth.
Okay.
And roll.
Well, can Giddy Stardust over here play?
No, he's currently inspiring them to get the records off. So,
damn it.
Yeah, all right, sorry.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to wander into the building and look for the gribbles.
but the thing's on fire.
He'll find a hole. He'll be better off with us than you guys.
So you can enter fire. Yeah,
as a professional rock musician, searching for a hole has gotten me out of a lot of spots, bad spots,
and into a few.
So, what I need from you is a brains roll to spot a way in that is not covered by fire.
So the one is the bonus.
Okay. Yep.
Well, can you work that in tandem with me making the super fire hose?
Possibly, but you do yours first, Chris. So, a wrench.
Got a 7.
Okay. All right. Yes, you spot sort of a weakened wall area, but it's still covered in fire, so you're going to need to tell somebody to hit it with a hose to get past it.
All right. In that case...
So am I rolling?
You're rolling to... Yeah.
I'll throw... Well,
7 again.
Okay. What does that say? Now, do you add your brains to that?
It doesn't say.
It does not. Okay.
It just says that they add, tell the DJ what you want to do, and they will tell you what you need and how long it will take.
Oh, okay. All right. So you got a 7?
Yeah.
All right. So with that, you can easily get the hose going enough to like blow a pathway in.
Okay.
You can't put out the building, but you can get a pathway in.
I do that then.
Okay. So
I was wondering if there were any sexy lady firefighters and/or police ladies.
No sexy ladies.
Just
got a lot of guys with mustaches, a lot of body
hair. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
Yeah, but, why don't you start telling Irish jokes? That'll go over.
Okay. Oh, no. Besides Beau.
While this is happening, I'm having a heart-to-heart with Diana. We're talking about being women in the 70s and modern era.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's
still Stephanie Powers.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, we're talking about feminism.
Yeah, we are.
All right, anyway.
In the hole.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
8
So, you know what? Fuck bras. That's what I say.
Yeah.
What are you trying to get them to do?
To actually do their fucking jobs.
All right. Finally, you managed to get pull a couple of the firefighters off the cops that they were beating on. And they go over and start grabbing the hose and setting it up and all that. But you do notice when you get there that the hose is like already blowing in a spot, and the other two friends have disappeared in there.
Well, they're acquaintances.
Yeah, your acquaintances have also.
I hope for them to be friends. I hope they like me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they have disappeared along with the chimpanzee. Sure.
I owe him $10. So fucking.
And you guys find the tunnel inside, so you can follow them down.
So we're in the... We went into the...
You go to the record store. You go to the record store looking for them. You don't see them anywhere, but you see a tunnel. And you hear a discussion of feminism coming out of the tunnel. And you're like, that must be them.
Shouldn't be tied down ever.
Hey. Well, and here's the thing, is it's not a movement. It's a way of life.
That's
it's
just right, honey.
How...
So what are you going to do?
Well, I guess we're going down into the hole.
I wasn't sure if you were going to, like, just push a whole bunch of flaming wreckage in and be like, oh, so much for that.
They're talking about bras. We might get laid.
I don't know. Right. This discussion seems a little dangerous. I think when they invent the internet, we're going to have to watch what they say all the time.
And, Ruben, what are you going to do?
How does this disadvantage
I guess I'll go
mean?
See if they're all right.
Yeah. Yeah, you follow them in and also find the tunnel. You catch up with these guys pretty quickly. And you guys are having your...
glorious dynamite. You know what I mean.
You guys are having your discussion. What did you do with the golden record?
Oh, I've got it in my knapsack.
Okay.
They called them back in the 70s.
Yes, knapsack.
My knickers.
Do they not still call them?
Is it in your fanny?
I'm just old.
It's a backpack. It's a backpack now.
It's a rucksack.
A rucksack. Yeah, I put it in my rucksack.
Well, you guys hear some noise from behind you, and you turn back and see your companions catching up with you.
Hey, bros.
Hey, guys. What's going on with this
chastity? Oh, no, it's just a chimpanzee.
Oh, that was mean. So mean.
Yeah.
You should have made a Dwayne Allman joke, and then you
wouldn't have been an asshole. Well, I mean, Dead Sonny Bono, Chastity Bono, we're going
Dead, right Dead Sonny Bono's hilarious. Shut up.
All right, so you guys have caught up to them, and, Your chimp, bear, starts tearing off down the tunnel. Just gets real excited and runs off down the tunnel.
I immediately charge after him because if I've learned anything is you always follow the monkey.
Bear's got sense of something. Usually he knows what he's doing. And we probably keep an eye on that weird guy.
Is there any whiplash around by the chance?
All right, I get it.
Thanks, Cooter.
All right,
that's the point.
You guys are all running behind. Everybody, give me a hustle roll.
Oh, do we make blah, 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 blah sounds as we run?
Yes.
Damn.
I got
11.
I got 12.
I got 2, 3. I got 8. Oh wait, no, better, faster, stronger.
Yeah. I got 11.
Okay.
I got 12. 4.
All right.
I'm wearing wedge heels. It's kind of hard to run.
So yeah, it sounds like you guys charge ahead.
I am
and...
too, bitch.
The two ladies are following behind. You guys get there first, and you see a the tunnel opens up into what looks like sort of an underground city. It's slightly smaller than the main city up above.
Makes sense.
And
like a mole people city.
There are a bunch of chimps going about their business, all dressed in business suits.
Oh, we found Monkey City, guys. This is fucking amazing.
Are there any sexy chimps?
I guess it depends on your standards. I mean, there are chimps with lipstick.
Look, as a denizen of another planet, you all look like monkeys pretty much.
And you guys catch up.
Holy shit, monkeys. It's hard running without a bra, okay?
Bear's gonna be happy as pig and shit.
Yeah, Bear, in fact, is just running around.
Just looks... fucking everything that moves.
So we've gone from burning record store to underground monkey city.
Yep.
I think it's safe to say that this has escalated quickly.
You see a monkey come up to you. He's got sort of this... He's a sort of, you know, your typical sort of brownish monkey. But he's got a big orange mustache. And some black glasses.
Oh, yes!
And a microphone.
Monkey, this is Ruben Lays, ace reporter, gonzo journalist.
And he sticks the mic in your mouth, in your mouth.
Oh, why don't we do this together?
Holy shit.
So, I look at the camera that's not there and say, yeah. This is Ruben Lays with...
I don't know what she did in that bathroom back here, but this is the best goddamn drugs I've ever been on.
I've had better.
Aladdin, how do you feel about being down in a monkey city?
Same old, same old.
So what kind of city are we talking about here? Is this like super high-tech futuristic?
No, it looks like just like the city up above. It's just scaled for monkeys.
It's just, okay. Fair enough.
Can I shave them and make a wig out of them? That's all I want
to
know.
I was trying to figure out if Aladdin might by chance speak monkey.
I don't know. Aladdin, do you speak monkey?
I may not, but I'm willing to...
Oh!
The eternal language. Yeah, I play them some hot licks.
All right. Let's give me a smooth roll. No, a soul. Let's give me a soul roll.
Share, we don't need it.
I do have a voice.
Nope.
My thing.
This is a solo bolo.
This is my thing.
So what instrument does Aladdin play? Is it guitar?
Air guitar.
Yeah. All right, he breaks out his guitar. Sure, can you resist singing along?
I have one of those, like tiny microphones.
Can you fashion some sort of mouth clamp?
Yeah, do we have the ingredients for a mouth clamp?
Not on you, I'm afraid.
Is there a bathroom?
Out of chimpanzees.
You've got a rucksack,
hey,
right?
Wait.
Do you two not believe in the power of love?
No.
Right. Back to the Future has not come out yet.
Is there the and average kitchen, stuff. Garage, or monkey city that I may rummage through?
There probably is down here. Before we get to that,
okay.
Aladdin, you play some beautiful guitar licks. Shura sings along, so I need a soul roll from Shura as well.
Okay. 8 plus 10.
All right,
nails it.
They make beautiful music, and a bunch of monkeys start gathering together on the street to
start singing along. Hey, we're the monkeys.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
They
too
all
easy.
They all sway together, and he plays a trippy Bowie-esque tune, and you guys have the monkey's attention, and the monkey that has the microphone is now just kind of pointing out at the crowd, pointing at himself. Acacia goes, and then points it out. They're clearly covering this in some way.
I wonder if I can run into Monkey Brian Eno down here.
And a monkey dressed in a purple sash comes up to you.
It's a monkey mayor.
And he hands you a golden key.
I graciously accept.
Now, did you want to find a monkey lab?
Well, no. I mean, she's saying pretty well.
Okay, all right.
Wait. But if there's a monkey lab, you could make a monkey translator.
Yes, that's what we need, is a monkey translator.
Whoa. I was actually going to communicate with them through my animal behavioral training to just help us get out of the monkey city. But do you want to communicate with them?
Can you communicate with my ex-husband?
I only know higher primate.
Oh, take that, Mooney.
That's right. I reach into my knapsack.
Yep.
And I pull out some machinery that looks a little bit foreign to you guys, and then I take the Gonzo Journalist's microphone and I show them to the Mayor Monkey.
Uh-huh.
As if to say, do you have some of these items? And then I gesture as if to say, a room with a little roof with things like this.
But all right. I think she's just pointing at the boobs.
Give me a, let's say, smooth to communicate with.
Communicate with monkeys.
Yep.
As one does. I have a 6.
Do you want me to try?
6? All right. 6 total, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're talking to him, and everyone around sort of, you guys all look, and you see a monkey dressed in police uniform come up. And he draws his weapon on her. Clearly thinks some kind of... She's making some kind of threatening gesture to the mayor.
I'll get in between.
Also, the point of clarification, what's that's my specialty mean?
I don't know what to say.
The specialist starts with a free aptitude.
So that's your chemistry.
Oh.
And what chemistry means is you get a +2 on rolls relating to chemistry.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, you clearly have been some kind of miscommunication, and a monkey cop is now holding a gun on you.
Yeah, and so I... Whoa.
And Ruben has stepped in the way.
Yeah. I'm going to use my man on the street to use my monkey connections to try to get one of the monkeys that I probably did some sort of drug with in the past to intervene.
In Nom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in Bed Bath Beyond. I don't know.
Yeah, right, whatever.
All
right,
so what should I roll?
Yes, at least. What does your move say? Man on the street. Start with connections. Oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, roll your smooth.
10.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, there is a monkey you recognize in the crowd.
Oh, Bobo.
Yeah. Yeah. He comes over, and he knows sign language.
Yeah. Bobo, come on, tell him about this.
So he goes over...
You know, naming a monkey Bobo is a racist stereotype.
This is what he calls him. His name is Steve.
Yeah.
That's even more racist.
Oh, man.
It's actually David.
So he comes over and starts chattering with the mayor, and the mayor nods, and the mayor nods to the cop, and the cop puts his gun away and still keeps an eye on you. All these people, monkeys, by the way, just want to remind everyone.
Is his gun a banana?
Please
tell me it's
it
a
is
banana.
Shaped like a banana. Okay, yes,
but it shoots banana bullets.
Shoots banana
which
bullets,
which are made out of lead still.
Okay,
so
yeah. But they're high.
Will kill you.
They're high in potassium.
Definitely slid into a different genre.
right. So this monkey knows sign language, though.
Yes, he does.
Can you ask Bobo if there is a lab?
She's saying some sort of sciencey crap. You got sciencey crap?
Yeah. So
Joe is doing really offensive stuff with his hands right now.
So Bobo gestures, and another monkey comes up dressed in a lab coat and glasses.
Oh, it's so cute.
I know a
little kid who's in a group of five other kids who would love you.
So the
I don't know what's meant by that.
So
he wants you back.
I get it.
So the monkey, the lab coat monkey, has a little name tag that reads Brian. And Brian takes you by the hand and leads you in his monkey way over to the lab. And,
guys, let's just stay here forever.
I'm going to be honest. I like it here. These monkeys make sense to me. We had a misunderstanding, but unlike usual, nothing burned down. I didn't end up in a hole.
And I barely noticed the flung crap smell in here.
Yeah. Pretty nice. I mean, especially for L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually smells better.
It does.
You, you go in, and there's a nice little lab. It's 70s, so there's, like, chemicals and test tubes and that kind of thing. So,
and everything's uncapped.
Yep, everything's uncapped. There's
all their experiments are about changing the flavor of banana. Just alternate banana flavors.
So, team, we do have a translator. Do we still think a monkey translator?
Well, now, he only knows a certain amount of sign language.
Yeah. No, if we're going to delve deep
like,
into
we're
that
get
monkey.
In a witch.
Yeah.
Like the butt.
If we're going to get a monkey way going.
Yeah, then we need to do this.
We got
to
swing from the
top. So let's do your science thing.
Yeah, so...
this move is called...
What people don't really know about translators is that they're thinking of a device that you would speak into, and then, you know, it's going to play back to you something else, because we're using, like, Google Translate or something like that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But...
What is this, like, Star Trek or something?
It is.
More like Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
Well, that hasn't come out yet.
But actually, there is a chemical basis for, linguistics.
Uh-huh.
And so this is actually a bio...
You're gonna make a translation potion.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a translation potion. All right,
yeah.
Are you gonna make translator blow? That's awesome.
To be fair, it will be snorted.
Yeah! Fucking A! I immediately start playing my guitar. All right.
I would like to say ingested through the nasal cavity, but in a spirit of translation.
Right. Look, that's fine as long as I can do it off your ass.
All right, done.
From what I understand of intergalactic translation, it's usually done through some sort of ichthyotic matrix.
What is happening right now?
You know what? Just shut up and make it.
All right.
No, so, he's right. He's fortunately, I have one in my knapsack, so all I need to do is roll a chemist roll to make our translating potion
correct.
So that the alien can store it off my ass so we can talk to these monkeys.
Everybody got that right? Everyone heard that?
Sense.
I not only got it, I want to live it.
All right, so he's playing his music, so you get three dice.
Oh, yeah, I get
You roll the high. You keep the highest
roll
two.
Three dice, and
you
get
an extra plus two.
The specialist roll has a plus three in the appropriate
plus three.
State of a plus two.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Usually that two gives you a plus two, so you get a plus three, plus your brains.
My brains.
So plus four total.
Okay, so I have 5, 6, 7, 8, plus 4,
12, you got it.
Woo!
All right, so she comes out with this sort of purple, shimmery powder.
The best chemist
ever.
Enough for everyone.
Enough for everyone.
And places a line on her ass so that Aladdin can snort in the way he's become accustomed to.
As
good night, Borg man.
Is their custom. I'm
yes.
just being respectful.
Exactly, yes.
So, can you snort it off your own? Just like some sort of Ouroboros thing?
I am like a snake eating.
You can snort it off mine. I got both ways.
All right, so everyone has snorted monkey translator.
Not really.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Fuck, man, the purple stuff. You got any Sunny Delight version?
Pulls out a tiny pill because Wrench is my boy.
All right, so you now all have sort of a nice purpley glow and you're behind your eyes, and you can all speak monkey.
Forever? Or how long is this going to last?
Generally about 20 minutes.
Yeah. To be fair, his tolerance is quite high. The rest of you should be good for a week.
The monkey mayor comes up and says, "Thank you. We have been needing a specimen from the outside world to help us repopulate our species, and you have brought us one. What is the name of our new savior?"
"Oh, that's Bear."
"Bear, is that his given name or his slave name?"
"Oh, definitely slave.
Super slave. I tried to get him freed, but..."
Y'all, I gotta be honest. I thought he was talking about Sure.
I know, me too.
Look, it's hard to fight the monobrow. The correct tools have not been invented in the 70s.
"Well, we very much thank you. We will take Bear to our sex cave."
How long is it going to take? We gotta be somewhere.
You've got a cave just for sex. Well, that's the way these people think.
It should not take more than... He looks around. You see him counting. 3 hours.
That's right. You got like a car shop, something like mess around?
Yes, our car shop. And he points over to a monkey-sized car shop, fixing monkey-sized cars.
Oh, look at their little cars. That's adorable.
I'm just saying, 3 hours. That's a lot of snoop-snoop.
I'm going to go in there and start rooting around for anything that might be useful later, new monkey tech.
Okay.
Mayor, do you have any chimp-enhancing drugs you might be able to give Bear so that he doesn't get tired?
I don't want to insult anyone, but Bear, is that necessary? Because I've heard shit. You're good.
They do call it monkey sex for a reason.
Okay, though. Another point of clarification. Yep. Do they have any caves full of tailless primates that like weirdo nerds?
Well, chimps don't have
tails. Oh, we said monkeys, though.
They're monkeys.
Yeah.
Bear is a chimpanzee.
Oh.
Yeah. But these are, clearly underground monkeys, so they can roll.
Okay, it's different.
They're open-minded.
It's different, yeah. It's different. Beggars can't be choosers.
Okay.
So as we have Bear repopulating the underground monkey city, and you all are high on monkey translating drugs, that seems like a good time to take a break and pick up with the next session. So we'll be back next week with more of whatever the hell this is.
Monkey, 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 slap, slap.
Cute.